请我们翻到提摩太后书。
Shall we turn to 2 Timothy?
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我们特别注意第七节的一句话，当跑的路我已经跑尽。
We pay close attention to a phrase in verse 7. I have finished the course.
我们圣经暂时就读到这么多。
We'll just read this for our scripture reading today.
我们知道这是保罗他一生最后的一段的话。
We know that these are the last words of Paul at the end of his life.
他在寻道以前他能够说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽。
Right before he was martyred, he was able to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course.
保罗他是个忠心到底的人。
Paul was one who was faithful to the end.
你怎么知道他忠心到底呢？
How do we know that he was faithful to the end?
他最后能够宣告说，当跑的路我已经跑尽。
Because before he was martyred, he was able to say, I have finished the course.
当然这句话是有很多方面的意思。
Of course, there are many meanings to this phrase.
我们知道只有保罗知道他一生他哪些路是他当跑的，而他果然跑尽。
And we know that for Paul, he knew what was the course that he ought to run and that he finished it.
但是从圣经里面我们可以确定，在这么多路里面，神特别拣选了一条路。
But we do know that from the Bible, from all these many courses, God has chosen a way.
他不止在那条路上跑。
Not only did he run it.
而且他果然跑到尽头。
But Paul had finished it.
史伯克弟兄曾经告诉我们。
Brother T. Austin Sparks has said.
他说谁是得胜者？
He said, who are the overcomers?
得胜者不是在赛跑的路上跑第一名。
Overcomers are not those who run to first place on the race.
得胜者呢，在当跑的路上最后终于跑尽。
But overcomers are those who finish the course.
在跑完这条路以前，
That before they finish,
有一千万个理由，有一万个理由叫我们不能再往前走。
There are 10,000 many reasons for us not to continue.
这就是基督的道路。
And that is Christ's way.
基督道路是有一条路要我们跑的。
There is a way that we ought to run.
但因为在路上有太多的荆棘。
But because there are so many thorns along the way.
在路上有太多的艰难。
There are so many obstacles.
这条路太崎岖了。
And this course is so windy.
我们几乎要放弃。
We often want to give up.
谁是得胜者呢？
Who are the overcomers?
终于跑到了终点。
Those who have finished.
所以这就是圣经里面给我们看见怎样能够忠心到底。
And so the Bible shows us how we can be faithful until the end.
所以今天早晨我们愿意用保罗的例子。
And so to this morning we want to use Paul as an example.
在他那么多的道路里面，
Among all of his many ways,
有一条路是主给他的。
There was one course that the Lord has given to him.
他果然跑到了终点。
And he finished it.
我相信这样对我们来讲是个很大很大的帮助。
And this to us is a great help.
所以我们还要读另外一段圣经。
And so we do need to read another passage.
那就是使徒行传。
And that is in the Acts according to the Apostles.
二十六章。
Chapter 26.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们知道保罗做这见证的时候，大概他已经得救22年。
We know that when Paul, when he gave this testimony, he had already been saved approximately 22
years. 神为着造就他所拣选的器皿。
For God to obtain this vessel.
他用20多年的时间来雕刻他。
He used 20 years to work in him.
现在保罗开始在神的手中有用。
And so now Paul had begun to be useful in God's hand.
如果神用20年造就这一双手，保罗这一双手。
If God used 20 years to gain his pair of hands,
那么教会所需要的是10双这样的手或者100双这样的手。
Then the church needs at least 10 or maybe 100 pairs of these hands.
我还记得尼弟兄说过一句话。
I remember Brother Ni once said,
一个人如果要真被主使用的话，
If a person is truly to be used by God,
他最少要给主20年雕刻的时间。
He needs at least 20 years of worth of training by
the Lord. 许多时候我们跑得太快了。
Oftentimes we run too fast.
我们跑在神的前面。
We run before the Lord.
我们以为我们读了许多的书。
And we've thought that we've read many books.
我们以为说今天主就可以开始用我们。
And so now God can use us.
但是我们知道为着造就一个保罗。
But we know that in order to save and gain Paul,
神最少用了22年的时间。
God used at least 22 years time.
等到他一生最有用的时候。
And so when he was the most useful,
结果神居然把他监禁起来。
God actually chained him.
那一双手是最有用的手。
These were the most useful pair of hands.
应该让他海拓天空，让神大大的使用才对。
He should have been greatly used by God.
结果他却被戴上了锁链。
However, he was enchained.
所以他写信给教会说，你们要纪念我的锁链。
And so he wrote to the churches, remember my chains.
保留是自由的人。
Paul, he was a man of freedom.
为着福音，他应当自由。
For the gospel, he ought to have freedom.
神有更高的旨意。
But God had a higher purpose.
结果他被监禁起来。
And he was imprisoned.
然后他在亚基帕王的面前做见证。
And then he was able to testify in front of King Agrippa.
他回顾这20几年蒙恩得救以后的日子。
He remembered the past 20 years after his salvation.
他能够说一句话。
He was able to say.
这句话是许多时候我们不能说的。
This is a phrase that often we cannot say.
20年过去了。
After 20 years.
当你看见20年的春天跟冬天过去以后。
After you see 20 springs and winters.
现在你要做一个见证。
Now you have to testify.
你敢不敢做这样的见证？
Can you say this testimony?
保罗说，我从来没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul said, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
那个意象一直支配他。
That vision guided him.
叫他失去自由。
So that he lost his freedom.
Once caught, never escape. 当他一被捉拿以后，他再也不能逃脱。
Once he had been caught, he never escaped.
他愿意做爱的俘虏。
He was able to be a bondslave of love.
保罗是一生做主爱的俘虏。
He was always, his entire life, a bondslave of love.
所以他能够说，故此我没有违背从天上来的意象。
So now he was able to say, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
但让我们记得。
But let us remember.
一个忠心的人不是只看见意象。
One who is faithful is not just one who sees the vision.
意象他所看见。
Vision, yes, he had seen it.
根据那个意象，神就给他一条道路。
And now, according to that vision, God has given him this course.
许多时候我们会做梦。
Oftentimes we are able to dream.
但是我们的梦不会实现。
But our dreams do not come to be realized.
有的人十几岁就梦希望将来做总统。
Oftentimes those who are in their teens, they dream of being president.
到了今天，你想想看，大概不大可能。
But up to today, that's rather impossible.
很多人的梦不会实现。
Many people's dreams are not realized.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你可以说，我从来没有违背从天上来的意象。
Can you say I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision?
梦还是二十年前一样那样的新鲜。
Can that dream be just as fresh as
好像昨天才看见的一样。
As if you saw it yesterday.
能够终于神所看见。
And until the day that what the Lord has shown you.
不错，这是个忠心的人。
Yes, that is a faithful person.
但让我们记得。
But let us remember.
所有有意象的人。
All those who have vision.
所有做梦的人。
All those who dream dreams.
他的梦是会实现。
Their dreams will come true.
如果20年前你做了一个梦
，If 20 years ago you had a dream,
你愿意为主一生活着
，and you're willing to live all your life for the Lord,
主给你一个梦
，and the Lord gives you a dream,
我们要问
，we will ask,
20年以后
，20 years later,
你的梦实现了吗
？Will your dream come true?
我们太会做梦。
We know how to dream very well.
我们太会高谈阔论，我们所看见的是什么
？We can analyze and we can speak of what we have dreamed of.
为什么半生经过了
？But why is it that half a lifetime has passed?
你看看当初主所给我们看见。
Can you still see what the Lord had given you?
我们能够坦然无惧来到主的面前。
Can you still boldly come before the Lord and say?
就好像苏拉米女一样。
Just like the Shulamite woman.
你看见说她能够把那个果子交给所罗门。
Once they have given the fruit to Solomon,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我相信我们都爱主。
We believe we all love
the Lord. 我们相信我们也来到美国许久。
And we have come to the States for a long time.
我们相信我们来到美国不是为了要生活更好一点。
And we do believe that we have come here not just so that our lives could be better.
我们知道神在我们每个人肩膀上都有一个托付。
But upon all of our shoulders, God has an entrustment.
不错，我故此没有违背从天上来的意象。
Yes, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
许多时候我们主读到这里就完了。
Yes, oftentimes we just read up to here and that's
我们忘记下面还有一句。
We have forgotten the latter phrases.
第一句看见了好像不需要代价。
At the beginning, the first phrase, it seems as if it does not need a cost.
下面一句他所付上的代价是我们的身，是我们的家，是我们的性命。
But the following phrase, the cost is our life, our entire life.
所以现在你读到了二十节的时候。
So now when you read verse 20.
在大马色后。
That after he was at Damascus.
在耶路撒冷。
And then at Jerusalem.
和犹太全地。
And the region of Judea.
以及外邦劝勉他们应当悔改。
And even to the Gentiles that all should repent and turn to God.
根据他所看见的意象
According to his heavenly vision
现在他有一条路要走
Now he has a course to walk
是从耶路撒冷
That is from Jerusalem
犹太全地
The region of Judea
撒玛利亚
And Samaria
一直到地极
All the way to the ends of the earth
要做主复活的见证
Now he was going to be the one who bears testimony of the risen Lord
当我们的主和门徒们说话的时候
When our Lord spoke to the disciples
那个时候五旬节还没有来
At that time, Pentecost had not arrived.
圣灵还没有降下。
The Holy Spirit had not come.
但主明明告诉他们。
But the Lord has spoken to them.
你们要得着从天上来的能力。
You will gain power from above.
那个能力是为着叫你们能把福音从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚一直传到地极。
That power is so that you can share the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the earth.
在地上打滚的能力是小的。
And the power that is on earth is very small.
能够把福音送给你的邻居是大的。
But the power in order to give the gospel to your neighbor is great.
能够把福音从耶路撒冷一直传到地极。
But for the gospel to spread from Jerusalem to the end of the earth.
那个能力就是五旬节那天降下来的。
That was the power that was given at Pentecost.
我们太轻看圣灵的能力。
We look so lightly upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
神为什么把天上能力给教会呢
Why did God give power to the church?
因为神有一个旨意。
Because God has a will.
这个福音要从耶路撒冷开始。
And that gospel is to start from Jerusalem.
到撒玛利亚。
To Samaria.
最后一直要传到地极。
Until it has reached the ends of the earth. Why?
因为这是神自己的梦。
Because this is God's dream.
天上有一个梦。
In heaven, there is a dream.
这个梦怎么实现的呢
How is that dream to be reality?
乃是借着五旬节圣灵降下。
That is through the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
从此以后
After that,
全教会都听见主的命令。
The entire church now hears God's command.
从耶路撒冷
From Jerusalem,
犹太全地撒玛利亚一直传到地。
To the region of Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
你知道也许彼得忘记。
Yes, we may think perhaps Peter had forgotten.
也许约翰忘记。
Perhaps John had forgotten.
因为他们在耶路撒冷的工作太成功了。
Because their work in Jerusalem was too successful.
教会历史上第一个 mega church 就是耶路撒冷的教会。
The first mega church in church history was in Jerusalem.
不只是三千人得救。
Not only did 3,000 believe.
五千人得救。
5,000 believed.
后来有几万人信主。
And then tens of thousands came to believe.
工作太成功了。
The work was too successful.
现在所有的使徒都需要摆在里面。
And now all the apostles had to be there.
他们好像忘记了主的命令。
It was as if they had forgotten God's command.
后来需要借着斯蒂凡寻道的事。
And then it was through the martyrdom of Stephen.
圣灵把教会打散了。
And then the Holy Spirit scattered the church.
然后耶路撒冷的许多的圣徒才慢慢往外走。
And then the church started to go abroad.
现在你看见说主的话慢慢开始实现。
And now we see God's word was becoming realized.
当神的祝福太大的时候。
Once God's blessing is too great,
当你满于整神的工作的时候
，and once you are content with God's work,
一切都是为着主的
，and all things are for God.
好像你的梦实现了
，it's as if your dream has come true.
主的梦没有实现
，God, the Lord's dream has not come true.
耶路撒冷只能是起点，耶路撒冷不能是终点。
Jerusalem is only the beginning, not the end.
今天我们的难处在哪里
？What is our difficulty today?
我们经不起神的祝福。
We cannot bear God's blessing.
只要是神的祝福。
As we only want God's
blessing. 那就代表耶路撒冷。
That represents Jerusalem.
我们所有人都埋下去。
Everything has been buried.
就为着那个祝福。
It is only for the blessing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你做出一些成绩来。
What is your success?
你看见这是个很大的教会。
We see that this is a great church.
有规模的教会。
It was a very large, one of the model.
但是不知不觉的。
However,
我们的梦实现了。
Once our dream has come true.
但是我们的主的梦没有开始。
Our Lord's dream has not yet come true.
所以当众使徒们好像都忘记了主的命。
So once it seemed that all the apostles, all of them have forgotten God's command.
我们知道说保罗没有忘记。
We know that Paul did not forget.
保罗记得。
Paul remembered.
主有一个命令。
That God has a, the Lord has a command.
那个命令是从耶路撒冷。
And that is from Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚。
To Samaria.
一直到地极。
To the ends of the earth.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们都知道。
Because we all know.
保罗是个拥抱三个世界的。
Paul was one who had crossed three worlds.
他是希伯来人中的希伯来。
He was the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他也是大树文化城长大的人。
And he was one who grew under the law.
他能拥抱希腊的文化。
And so he was able to embrace Greek.
那不止如此。
Not only so,
他好像拿着罗马的护照可以走遍整个罗马。
He had the citizenship of Rome so that he could travel everywhere.
所以当神拣选他的时候。
And so when the Lord chose him,
神就告诉亚拿尼亚。
The Lord told Ananias,
他是我所拣选的器皿。
He is my chosen vessel.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为只有借助这样一个世界人。
Because only this person of the world
才能把福音送到全世界
is able to spread the gospel to all the world.
神雕刻了只有一个像保罗这样的人。
God's training was only for such a person.
好像在旧约，神只雕刻了一个像摩西那样的人。
As if God had only chosen Moses, such a person.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
为什么神要使用保罗呢？
Why did God want to use Paul?
因为我们的主当他钉十字架之前。
Because before our Lord was nailed upon the cross,
他曾经说，我若被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向。
He says, if I am lifted up, it is to attract all to come to me.
但是要记得，
But remember,
当他被举起来的时候，
Once he was lifted up,
在他头上有一个牌子，
There was a sign upon, above his head.
上面说， title, 他上面说， But, 这是犹太人的王。
There was a title that says, he is the king of the Jews.
有三种不同的文字。
There were three different languages.
希伯来文。
Hebrew.
希腊文
Greek
还有拉丁文
and also Latin
这什么意思
What does that mean?
是整个的是什么样的世界把主钉在十字架上
What kind of world had nailed the Lord upon the cross?
是希伯来的宗教世界
It was the religious Hebrew world
是希腊文所代表的文化世界
It was the cultural world of the Greek
还有拉丁文所代表的政治跟军事的世界
and also the political and government world of the that
所以不要错怪犹太人
And so you cannot look past the Jews.
钉十字架当然犹太人有份。
And yes, the Jews, they had a pleasant.
但是比拉多何尝没有份呢
?However, did Pilate also have a pleasant.
罗马帝国何尝没有份呢
?What about the Roman Empire?
因为你是罪人。
Because you are a sinner.
我是罪人。
I am a sinner.
是我们的罪把主钉在十字架。
It is our sins that nailed him upon the cross.
是这个世界说钉他十字架钉他十字架。
It is the world that says nail him, crucify him.
除掉他除掉他。
Crucify him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
所以我们的主就悬在天地之间。
And so our Lord, he was suspended in the earth.
结果是三种文字。
It was three languages.
告诉我们说。
That tell us.
是这样的世界弃绝我们的主。
It is this kind of world that rejected our Lord.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然他被所有的人弃绝。
Even though he was rejected by all.
他说我若被举起来。
He says, if I am lifted up.
意思就是当他被挂在十字架上。
Meaning, once he is hung upon the
cross. 当他被挂在天地之间的时候。
Once he is hung upon that cross.
他要吸引万人来到他的面前。
He will attract all nations, all people before him.
是这样的世界把主钉在十字架上。
It is this type of world that had crucified him, nailed him
to
the cross.
福音和神的爱就临到这样的世界。
And so salvation and God's love has come upon this world.
十字架。
The cross.
是人恨神恨到最高点。
It's the climax of man's hatred of God.
十字架也是神爱人爱到了最高点。
The cross is also the climax of God's love for the world.
当人弃绝我们的主的时候。
When man had rejected God.
主说我若被举起来。
The Lord says if I am lifted up.
就要吸引万人来归向。
I will attract all men to kneel before me.
从在非洲，从在非洲很多的苹果树。
In the past, Africa, there were many apple trees there.
猴子在上面跑来跑去。
And the monkeys would swing above them.
后来农夫就想了个办法，我们怎么样能够不要去 我们怎么样能去摘这些苹果
And so the farmers would think, how are we going to pick those apples?
后来他们想想有一个办法
And then they thought of a way to
因为猴子有样学样喜欢模仿人
Because the monkeys, they like to imitate people.
所以他们下面在树下他们用石头就丢上去
And so below the trees, they started to throw rocks
那个猴子看见你用石头丢它它就干脆摘了苹果就往下丢
And so when they see that you throw rocks up, the monkeys, they started to throw apples down.
所以没有多久以后你看那个景象什么样的景象
And so can you imagine what that looked like?
石头上去苹果下来
The rocks go up and apples come down.
石头上去苹果下来
Rocks go up, apples come down.
这就是十字架的故事
That is the story of the cross.
主他说他一被举起来要吸引万人来归向
The Lord said, I will be lifted up so that all may come before me.
所以感谢主
So we thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故
Because of that.
你看见说现在好像从伊甸园里面有四条河就流出来
Now it is as if at the Garden of Eden, now there are four rivers that are
flowing out. 要流到全地
And it will flow to all the ends of the earth.
要滋润全地
And it will nourish the entire earth.
那就是我们的四本福音书
And these are our four gospels.
你看见吗虽然是希伯来文的世界宗教世界把我们主钉在十字架上
Even though in Hebrew, the religious world nailed the Lord upon the cross.
就有一本福音叫做马太福音
There is a gospel now written called
主要是为着犹太人
It is specifically for the Jews.
我们知道说是拉丁文的政治跟军事世界把我们主钉在十字架上
Now in Latin, we know that it was the political world that also nailed the Lord upon the cross.
所以有一本福音书叫马可福音是专门为着罗马人写的
And so now we know that Mark was also written for the Romans.
罗马人都是实行家，他们不都不是哲学家。
Now Romans, they are not philosophers.
他们不是一天到晚 meditator.
They are not people who constantly meditate from day to night.
他们问说
，They ask，
怎么样能在几天之内把罗马建造起来
？How can we build Rome in a few days？
所以这里给我们看见。
And so here we see.
当罗马当马可福音给出去的时候
，Once Mark was written out,
他所介绍乃是我们的主是神的仆人。
It introduces our Lord as a servant.
没有一个比我们的主更比我们的主更实际。
There is no person more real than our Lord.
More practical
than our Lord.
天上一个命令，地上就一个动作。
Once there is a command in heaven, there is an action on earth.
所以他能完成神的旨意。
And so he's able to complete God's
will. 所以在十字架上能完成神的救恩。
So he's able to complete salvation on the cross.
没有一样东西抽象。
Everything was the way.
当你读到马可福音的时候
，Once you read the gospel according to Mark,
没有许多大的讲章。
There are not great doctrines there.
今天你用一个佣人的时候
，Now when you ask a servant,
你不是请他来讲道。
You don't ask a servant to come and preach.
你要看见他做多少的事。
You want to see how much he does.
所以在马可福音里面有一个字叫立即，立即 ，immediately。
And so in Mark, you will see the word immediately, immediately.
最少四十次
At least 40 times.
你看见我们的主怎样是神忠心的仆人
And so now you can see what a faithful servant our Lord is.
所以为着罗马实用的世界
And so for the building empire of Rome.
你看见说现在有一本福音书叫做马可福音就送到他们的手里
Now you see that there is a gospel according to Mark now given to them.
那不止如此
Not only so.
借着路加
But now through Luke,
你看见福音就送到了希腊人的手。
We also see that the gospel salvation has been given to the
Greek. 因为希腊人讲完美主义。
Because the Greek, they speak of.
所以完美主义 perfectionism.
Perfectionism.
所以他们的教育是完人的教育。
And so their education is one of perfectionism.
如果一个人是完人的话。
If a person is a perfect person.
他是运动家。
He is an athlete.
他也是哲学家。
He's also a scholar.
他是律师。
He's a lawyer.
他是文学家。
He's also.
他是诗人。
He's a one of society.
诗人，诗人。
A poet.
所以你看见他是个完全人。
And so he is a complete perfect person.
这是每一个在希腊世界里面他们所建筑的最高的一个梦。
So this is the highest dream of the Greek world.
但是路加是个医生。
However, and Luke, he was a physician.
他观察人的生命。
He investigated man's life.
他有一个重大的发现。
And he had a great discovery.
他把他的发现写在路加福音里。
And he put his discovery in the book of Luke.
然后就送到整个希腊的世界。
And sent it to the entire Greek world.
告诉他们说。
To tell them.
我们终于找到了一个完全的人。
We have finally found a perfect man.
这个人从马槽一直到宝座。
This person went from the manger to the throne.
你看见在他的身上。
You will see in his life.
他是个完完全全的人。
He was a completely perfect person.
所有的人都是横着进来，横着出去。
Everybody who comes into this world come in horizontally and leave horizontally.
只有主耶稣是横着进来，经过马槽。
Only the Lord Jesus, when he entered horizontally in the manger.
他垂直 离开这个世界升到天上去。
He left vertically, ascended into heaven.
只有他是从马槽达到宝座。
Only he went from the manger to the throne.
谁把这个生命告诉我们的
？Who has told us of this life?
路加福音。
Luke.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
从伊甸你看见流出四道的河。
Out of Eden, we see that there are four rivers.
还有一条河叫做。叫做约翰福音。
There is another river called the Gospel according to
John. 乃是为着神的教会。
And it is for the God's church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们看见神不止在十字架上完成了救恩。
Here not only has God completed salvation on the cross.
神要把救恩带到地极。
God wants to give salvation to the ends of the earth.
若不是福音不能送到地极。
If the gospel cannot reach the end of the earth.
神的心愿不能完。
Then God's will cannot be accomplished. And so God on the earth tells us,
这国度的福音,
this gospel of the kingdom,
传遍天下的时候,
once it has spread to the ends of the earth,
末日才来到,
then the last day will come.
为什么主到今天还没有回来?
Why has the Lord not returned yet?
我们的梦实现了,
our dream needs to be realized.
但是主的梦没有实现,
but God's dream has not
been
realized.
所以我们的主不能回来。
And so our Lord cannot return yet.
今天如果我们要催促主再来的话
So today if we are to hasten his return,
我们一定要让天国的福音传遍
We must spread the gospel of the heavens.
从耶路撒冷
From Jerusalem,
撒玛利亚
To Samaria,
一直到底
To the ends of the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
现在为着完成这个使命
Here in order to complete this commission,
神拣选了个器皿
God has chosen a vessel.
他的名字叫做保罗
And his name is Paul.
因为他是个世界人。
Because he is man of the world.
他这个人他是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He is a Hebrew of Hebrews.
所以能借着他把福音送到希伯来的世界。
And so through him, he is able to spread the gospel to the world.
他是大树文化希腊文化人长大。
He was one who also grew up in Greek philosophy.
所以他也能把福音送到希腊的世界。
And so he is able to bring the gospel to the Greek world.
最后要把他带到罗马的世界。
And at the end, to bring it to the Roman world. Why?
因为是这三种语言所代表的世界。
Because These three languages represent the world.
把我们的主钉在十字架上。
These three worlds, they had nailed the Lord upon the cross.
神要借着这个器皿保罗。
And God wanted to use this vessel, Paul,
告诉全世界人说。
To tell the entire world.
他对人，我们的爱是永远的爱。
That his love to man is an everlasting love.
那个爱是永远不肯放我们的爱。
This is a love that will never let us go.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
世界有多大。
How great the entire world is.
你就知道当时反对主耶稣力量有多大。
You will know how great the power that was
opposing the Lord. 你也知道那个永远的爱的力量有多大。
You will also know how great that love is.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们到全世界去旅行。
Today when we vacation all over the world.
我们觉得我们会旅行。
We feel that we can travel.
我们觉得世界有多大。
However big the world is.
为什么世界这么大呢？
Why is the world so big?
因为没有这么大的世界。
Because there's no other greater world.
你就不知道说当时要恨神的力量恨主恨到什么样的地步。
Do you know the depth of the opposing hatred of the world to the Lord?
是这三个语言背后所代表的世界。
It represents the world that is behind these three languages.
把我们的主钉在十字架上。
That nailed him upon the cross.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩？
How is it that a nursing mother can forget? Can a nursing mother forget the child?
几乎有忘记的。
And at the end will forget.
我也不忘记。
But I will never forget.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他需要得着一个忠心的器皿。
He wants to gain a faithful vessel.
能够忠心到底。
To be faithful to the end.
能够完成主心中的梦。
To complete the dream in God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么当他看见天上的异象。
This is why when he saw that heavenly vision,
一个看见异象的人
one who sees vision,
好像脚从来不踩地的
will be as if one who never touches the ground.
他一天说的话都是梦话
that all that he speaks are of dreams.
你听见他一讲话好像都是长篇大论一样
when he speaks, it speaks as if everything is so heavenly.
但神不问你说多少的话
but God will not ask or care about how much you speak of. 神不问你
做多少的梦
God will not ask how many dreams you dream.
神要问你
God will ask,
20年过去以后,
after 20 years,
你能交多少的果子?
How many fruit have you borne?
每一个人, 神不只给他异象,
For every single person, God has not only given you vision,
神也给他一条道路,
but God will give you a course.
在保罗身上,
upon Paul,
是从耶路撒冷,
it went from Jerusalem,
撒玛利亚,
to Samaria,
一直到地极的,
to the ends of the earth.
什么时候他完成这个旨意？
So whenever he completed this will.
什么时候他就可以说那当跑的路我已经跑尽。
Then he was able to say, I have finished the course.
现在我们要问。
So now we ask.
那条路他跑尽了吗？
So did he really finish the course?
所以我们要看神怎么样来使用他。
So let's take a look at how God used him.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？既然神所得着的这样的一个世界。
Even though God has gained such a man of the world.
要把福音送到这个将亡的世界。
To spread the gospel to the ends of the world.
将亡。Perishing world.
To the perishing world.
那既然是这样的一个情形。
And even in this condition.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们要问说。
We need to ask.
神是怎么来部署布置我们的生命呢？
So now, how does God do His work in all of our
lives? 所以我们很简单来复习一下保罗所经过的。
So let's simply review all that Paul had went through.
你知道，因着保罗得着这个托付以后。
We know that after Paul had received this entrustment.
他的福音当然是从耶路撒冷开始。
Of course, his gospel started from Jerusalem.
然后到了他有三次环游布道的时候。
And then he.
三次。Three missionary journeys.
He went to three missionary journeys.
你知道第一次他到土耳其到小亚细亚，到以巴勒泰去。
The first time he went to Galatia to Turkey.
然后你看见就建立了一些的教会。
Into Asia Minor, and there he established some churches.
其实这就是加拉太的众教会。
And this is the church in Galatia.
当他第二次环游布道的时候。
And the second missionary journey.
他就想回过头去看望这些。
He wanted to go back and visit those churches.
所以当初他起意要去看望有第二次旅第二次这个环游布道的时候。
And so after he had purpose to go on his second missionary journey.
那么很清楚，他的目的就是要看望从前传福音的教会。
It's clear that his purpose was to revisit those churches.
所以等到他的工作完成。
And so after his work was completed.
那现在我们要问第二步是什么？
So now we ask, what was the second step?
你从保罗的行程，你就知道他是一个完全接受圣灵引导的。
From Paul's journey, you can see that he was one who completely accepted the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当他事先要走这段路的时候。
Before he was to travel on this journey.
他没有问说他要需要有多少的预算。
And so he needed to calculate what was his cost.
他要算说到底他有多少的资源。
And he needed to see how much provisions he had.
他的 resource
he had.
他到底怎么样能够来完成神的，他不知道，他一点都不知道。
He did not know how he was going to complete God's plan.
如果保罗今天来到任何的 mission board, 任何的差会来 interview 的话。
If Paul today was to interview before any mission board,
他一定要问说。
He must ask.
你有没有意向？
Do you have vision?
你有没有计划？
Do you have a plan?
谁能够支援你？
So who can support you?
那如果你答不出来的话
And if you cannot answer these questions,
当然你就被淘汰掉了
And of course you'll be rejected
我敢说如果保罗今天在的话他一句话都答不出来
We know that if Paul was here today then he would not be able to answer any questions
从今天世界角度来看他是不及格的
From the world's perspective he is not eligible today
但是感谢主
But we thank the
Lord 你看见吗当他只知道第二次他要去看望教会
But now we see that the second time he wanted to visit the churches
以后他就不知道了
He never knew after that.
所以证明说他是一步一步接受主引导的。
And so it guarantees us to know that he followed the leading
of the Lord. 如果在这以前你问保罗。
Before this, if you were to ask Paul.
你看望教会是主的心意。
Is it God's will for you to visit the churches?
他说是的，这个没问题。
He would say yes. There's no problem.
那么看望完了以后做什么？
But then after the visitation, then what do you do?
他要说我不知道。
He says, I don't know.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这就证明说他是完全接受圣灵的引导。
This confirms that he was one who was led by the Holy Spirit.
我们的难处在哪里？
Where's our difficulty?
我们的难处不只知道旅程的起点，也知道旅程的终点。
Our difficulty is not only do we want to know the beginning of our travel, but the end as well.
现在我们布置的非常好。
But now we have everything planned out so well.
一路上在哪里加汽油都知道。
We know where we're going to gas up all along
the way. 从这里到那里走多少时间也都知道。
We also know what time it takes to go from here to there.
你今天有 iPhone、iPad 在手里，一切问题就搞定。
With the iPhone and iPad in their hands, we know the entire journey.
你不需要凭信心。
But you don't have to go by faith anymore.
什么叫信心的道路？
What is the way of faith?
你只知道起点，你不知道终点。
You know the beginning, but you don't know the end.
一路上你都仰望神的带领。
All along the way, you are following the leading of the Lord. This is Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
我们要看他怎么从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚一直到地极。
How did he go from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the earth?
他这个路是怎么走的
How did he walk upon this way?
所以等到你读到使徒行传的时候
And so when you come to the book of Acts,
等到他完成了所有的使命他看望了教会以后
When he had completed all of his mission and visited all the churches, now what does he do?
那到底下面要怎么做呢
What should he do now?
那保罗不是完全被动
Now, Paul, he was not easily moved.
保罗当然有自由的意志。
Of course, he had free will.
他心中当然有他的打算。
Of course, he had his own plan.
不过他的打算和愿意尽可能照着神的旨意。
Of course, in his plan, he wanted to follow the Lord's will.
所以那个时候他有一个思想要到以弗所去。
And so he had a thought. He wanted to go to Ephesus.
但圣灵告诉我们说。
But the Spirit tells us.
圣灵告诉我们说，圣灵禁止他们。
However, the Spirit prevented him.
有个 stop sign 在那里叫他不能再往前。
There's a large stop sign that says you cannot go forward.
许多人就是不会在 stop sign 以前停下来。
So many people cannot stop in front of a stop sign.
所以他希望圣灵能引导他是不可能的事。
And so even though he wanted to be led by the Spirit, the Spirit
did not let him. 那个从来不会学会 stop 的人，他从来不知道怎么接受圣灵的引导。
And so one who does not know how to stop will not receive the leading of the Spirit.
所以现在有个 stop sign 说你不能够往以弗所去。
And now that there was a stop sign that says you cannot go to Ephesus.
那他想，我如果不能往西南去，往西南去的话，那么好了，现在我应该往西北去。
So now he said, thought, if I cannot go southwest now, perhaps I'll go north.
所以他慢慢就往苏联那个方向走。
And so now he was going towards to Greece.
如果那一次他这样，如果他真的那一次那样走的，福音就送到苏联去了 ，Russia 去了。
Now he was thinking, if I could go north, I'd go towards the direction of Russia.
但是很稀奇，圣灵说，耶稣的灵不许。
However, amazingly, the Spirit of the Lord says no.
所以在这个时候，这边是 no， 那边也是 no.
And so now, this direction said no, and also up north was also no.
那么因为他走在罗马大道上。
Now, because he was traveling the way of Rome.
所以他只有一个方向，就是往西走。
And so now he could only go west.
现在他明白了。
And now he understood.
主量给他道路是往西走的。
And so the way that the Lord led him was to west.
彼得是往东走的。
Peter was to go east.
所以后来你知道从巴比伦问有问安，就从巴比伦有问安，问众教会的安。
Now there was greetings that came from Babylon.
后来多马也是往东走的。
And then Thomas, he also went east.
所以让我们记得。
And so let us remember.
世界这么大。
The world is so
great. 你耶路撒冷做中心。
And Jerusalem is in the center.
你可以传到地极。
You can spread
it
to the ends of the earth, but the question is,
是西边的地极呢，还是东边的地极？
Is it the end of the earth in west or end of the earth?
你说没有关系，只要地极就好。
It doesn't matter. It's just the end of the earth.
这是我们怎么接受引导的？
It's how you receive the leading.
保罗不是。
But no.
你看他学了多少的功课？
How many lessons did Paul learn?
好几次圣灵禁止他。
So many times the Holy Spirit prevented
him. 最后把他 corner 到个地步，他非往西走不可。
He was cornered so that he must go east.
他才明白说。
And now he understood.
原来神托付给他是往西走。
Because his entrustment from the Lord was to go west.
明白吗？
Do you understand? 所以
到了特洛亚的时候。
And so when he got to.
到了 Troy,
to Troy.
结果他就看见了一个异象。
He saw a vision.
他在异象里面看见有巴有有这个马其顿的人呼召他，告诉他你过来帮助我。
He saw a vision of a man of Macedonia who says, "Come to help us."
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters， 这就是我们接受引导的秘诀。
This is the secret of us accepting His leading.
如果我们不能让圣灵常常禁止我们
，if you do not allow the Holy Spirit to stop you，
如果在这些地方你没有学好功课的话
，if you have not learned your lesson well in this area，
你千万不要随便告诉人说我怎么样可以接受圣灵积极的引导，那是不可能的。
Do not just casually say how I have led, I've been leading by the Holy Spirit.
所以只有这两次圣灵说 no 以后
，so after the Holy Spirit told him no these two times，
慢慢就清楚了。
Gradually, it was clear.
慢慢主的话就清楚。
And then the Lord's word was clear to him.
慢慢你就知道神的旨意是要他到马其顿。
And now God's will was him to go to Macedonia.
结果果然福音就在腓立比就登陆了。
And so now the gospel came to Philippi.
所以弟兄姊妹
，And so brothers and
sisters, 今天我们能够积极明白神的旨意。
So today, for us to understand God's will,
乃是因为许多时候我们能顺服圣灵非常微小的声音。
It's often because we do need to learn God, the leading of the Holy Spirit in a still small voice.
到了特洛亚
，And then once he went to Troy, we thank the Lord.
现在他明白了。
Now he understood.
不止他明白了。
Not only understood.
他同工也明白了。
But his co-workers also understood.
许多的难处就只有你一个人明白，旁边都不明白。
Oftentimes difficulties only you understand, others around you do not understand.
只有一个人你说要往马其顿去，别人都不知道要往马其顿去。
Now when you say you need to go to Macedonia, others don't know.
弟兄姊妹，如果神的旨意的话。
But if it is God's will, brothers
and sisters, 不止你这样觉得。
Not only do you have the feeling.
旁边的也觉得。
But others would have the same
sense.
And this amazing thing.
保罗是在特洛亚遇见路加的。
It was there that Paul at Troy he met Luke.
那个时候保罗的眼睛已经慢慢不行。
At that time, Paul's eyes were becoming dim.
他可能得着的病就像今天的白内障。
It could be that he had cataracts.
所以他可以说是完完全全是半个瞎子一样慢慢摸到这个马其顿去。
So it could have been that because he was gradually going blind that he slowly made his way to.
如果神真的要借着他把福音登陆在如果在这个在欧洲登陆的话。
And truly, if he was to spread the gospel to the ends of Europe,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他是完全为着主。
It was entirely for the Lord.
主完全为着他。
And the Lord was entirely for him.
今天我们他爱我们的身体。
Now he loves our body.
我们紧张到一个地步。
We are nervous to such a point.
我们不知道怎么样生活了。
How are we going to live?
咸的不能吃。
We cannot eat.
盐的也不能吃。油的也不能吃。
We can't eat salty, greasy.
我们没有东西可以吃，都变成浪子吃的东西了。
And so we can't eat any of the good tasting food.
你再爱身体爱下去不得了了，我们个个都变成神经病。
And so if you love your bodies, you will become a paranoid person.
有一个弟兄刮胡子，刮一半刮不下去了。
There was a person who was shaving, he couldn't finish shaving.
他说不小心把喉咙割掉怎么办？
Because he was afraid that he would slit his own throat.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
So brothers and sisters.
今天保罗学一个秘诀。
Now Paul has learned a secret.
后来他在哥林多前书信里面告诉我们。
He tells us in 1 Corinthians.
如果我们为着主的身体。
That if us, we are for the Lord's body, if we are for the Lord, if our body is for the Lord, then the Lord is for our body. So, brothers and sisters, give your body as a living sacrifice. No longer worry about yourself. Every moment, can you live for the Lord? If the Lord sees, the Lord will be for your body.
如果主为着你的身体,
if the Lord is for your body,
没有人更安全。
Nobody else can be more secure.
主知道保罗的身体。
The Lord knew Paul's body.
如果主要继续使用保罗到欧洲去的话,
if the Lord was going to use Paul all the way to Europe,
主为他预备了路加。
The Lord prepared Luke for him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他晚年能说我亲爱的医生。
And so in his later years, he would say, our beloved physician, Luke.
当他最后他在当作犯人被解到罗马去的时候。
And so as a prisoner, when he was sent to Rome.
没有人可以照顾他的。
Nobody else could take care of him.
但有两个人可以。
But two could.
不过这两个人如果要照顾保罗的话。
However, these two, if they were to take care of Paul.
都要变成奴隶才可以。
Both of them had to be slaves.
都要失去自由才可以。
They had to lose their own freedom.
其中一个的名字叫做路加。
One was Luke.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不止有一个人像医生一样照顾保罗
Not only was one like a physician taking care of Paul
而且他情愿失去他自由
But he willingly lost his freedom
他一辈子照顾保罗
And for the rest of his life took care of
Paul 就好像照顾我们的主一样
As if taking care of our Lord
弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
从什么地方主为他预备路加的
Where, at what point did the Lord prepare Luke?
在特洛亚
It was at Troy
弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
到了特洛亚
Once he was at Troy,
你就明白神的旨意
Then you understand the Lord's will
现在你清楚了
Now you're clear
不只有神的话
Not only was there God's word
不只有微小的声音
Not only was there still small voice
不只有弟兄们的印证
Not only was there confirmation of the brothers
而且有环境上的印证
But also the confirmation of the environment
现在保罗清楚
Now Paul was clear
他的福音要登陆要从腓立比登陆
Now the gospel was to also come through Philippi
他只是简单的顺服。
And so he just simply obeyed.
保罗一点都不复杂。
Paul was not complicated.
我们今天比保罗不知道复杂多少。
Today we're so much more complicated than Paul.
但是没有想到。
But without.
后来慢慢保罗才明白过来。
Gradually Paul came to realize.
他只是顺服主来到特洛亚。
He only obeyed the Lord to come to Troy.
但是原来特洛亚叫特洛亚亚历山大。
But now it was also called
Original,
Troy
Alexander.
Originally called Troy Alexander.
特别在保罗那个时候。
Particularly at the time of Paul.
这什么意思呢?
What is the meaning?
你到了特洛亚,
Once you come to Troy,
你就到了希腊帝国的摇篮,
you have come to the very cradle of the Greek world.
Greek Empire.
Greek Empire.
你知道那是 ancient 吧? 那是古帝国的。
This is an ancient empire.
现在保罗不知不觉的就来到了那个摇篮的范围。
Now Paul has come to the cradle of that entire.
然后他来到了腓立比。
And now he comes to Philippi.
腓立比是什么地方
？What is Philippi?
你到了腓立比，你看见附近有一座山。
Once you come to Philippi, you'll see that there is a mountain.
里面有好多的金矿。
There's a much
很多金矿 gold mine.
There's many gold mines.
那么那里的金子后来就是给腓立比统一了整个的希腊。
And so that those gold mines was to give to the entire.
那个 resource 后来那个钱财就叫他能够。
The resources
能够建立了希腊的能够统一的希腊帝。
That was the resources to build the entire Greek empire.
你知道希腊本来是一个城市一个国家一个城市一个国家的吗
Originally it was a town here to create an entire nation.
你知道爱琴海一共有6000个小岛。
And we know that at the Aegean Sea there are 6 islands.
6,000 islands.
6,000 islands.
所以你就知道说希腊人是多么独立的。
And so you see how independent the Greeks are.
你要这个独立的观念是跟他地理有关系。
And the way they are independent is because of their land.
所以就是因为腓立比的金矿。
And so it is because of the resources that Philippi.
现在亚历山大的父亲叫做腓立比。
And now we know that the father of Alexander is Philippi.
他有足够的钱。
And he had enough money.
他能够把希腊整个。整个统一起来。
He is able to unify all of Greece.
不止如此。
Not only so.
他可以把钱给他的儿子。
He's also able to give the money to his son.
让他能够开始征服那个时候的世界。
And so that he could begin the government of that empire.
所以希腊帝国是这么开始的。
So the Greek Empire began in this way.
但是不止如此。
Not only so.
这里不只是希腊帝国的摇篮。
This was not only the cradle of the Greek Empire.
这里也是罗马帝国的摇篮。
He is also the cradle of the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国的开始。
The beginning of the Roman Empire.
是因为有一场决定性的战争在腓立比打的。
It was because there was a deciding battle at Philippi.
结果那一场战争打过了以后
，And after that battle,
你知道罗马帝国就建立。
We know that the Roman Empire was established.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
保罗没有意思要来到这个罗马帝国的中心，还有就是希腊帝国的中心。
Paul had no intention originally of coming to the Roman or to the Greek Empire.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
是拉丁文和希腊文说他是犹太人的王
It was in Latin and also in Greek. It said that he is the king of the Jews.
钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Nail, crucify him, crucify him.
所以我们的主要借着保罗把福音送到罗马帝、希腊帝国的摇篮。还有罗马帝国的。
And so our Lord, through Paul, now he was sending the gospel to the cradle of the Roman Empire.
你看见这就是神在他身上的工作。
And this is God's work in his life.
但是更稀奇。
More amazingly.
他在腓立比。
In Philippi.
没有多久就被赶到帖撒罗尼亚。
Not long after that, he was cast out to Thessalonica.
再没有多久就被赶到比利亚。
And then he was cast out to Berea.
所以请记得。
And so remember.
从腓立比到帖撒罗尼加到比利亚。
From Philippi to Thessalonica to Berea.
他一路受逼迫。
He was persecuted all along the way. He was chased after.
但是不知不觉的。
But without realizing.
他做了一件事。
He did something.
这只有在马其顿的军事学家能告诉我们。
That only in Macedonia they tell us.
No. 马其顿的军事学家能告诉 militants.
The military of Macedonia they tell us.
他们可以告诉我们说如果今天一个人能够把什么呢？能够把这个腓立比、帖撒罗尼加还有比利亚同时拿下来的。
The military records tell us that if you are to overtake Philippi and Thessalonica and Berea,
那结果你就能够征服整个的马其顿。
Then you can take over all of Macedonia.
所以弟兄姊妹
，And so brothers and sisters,
保罗没有意思要征服那个地方的世界。
Paul had no intention of taking over that world.
但是为不知不觉。
But without realizing, because of obedience to the Lord,
你看见慢慢慢慢的，他就把福音就送到那一带。
Gradually, he sent the gospel to that entire region.
所以然后你看他到了希腊。
And then we see that he went
也到了哥林多
to Corinth.
然后也到了后来也到了以弗所。
And then also to Ephesus.
他的的确确把福音送到那一带。
And he sent the gospel to that entire region.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
虽然他只是顺服圣灵的引导。
Even though he was simply obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他就回过头的时候。
When he looked back.
他才看见。
He saw.
圣灵是把他带到个什么样的情形。
What kind of condition the Holy Spirit was leading him into.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他为着基督。
For Christ.
要得着全世界。
He was to gain the entire world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就好像希腊得着那个时候的世界。
Just as how
Sila,
how the Greek had had captured the
entire world. 也好像那个时候的罗马还怎样得着那个世界。
Just like Rome had captured the entire world at that time.
这个世界，这个世界人不过要赢得这个世界。
This world can only gain the world.
保罗也要赢得这个世界。
Paul was also to gain the world.
因为这个世界恨我们的主恨到极点。
Because this world hated the Lord to the uttermost.
保罗要告诉我们说，神爱人爱到了极点。
However, it tells us that God loves this world to the very
end. 所以你看见各地福音的门就打开。
And so we see that the door to the gospel was open.
特别在以弗所。
Especially at Ephesus.
你看见当福音的门打开的时候。
Once the door of the gospel was open.
那个时候圣经告诉我们说。
There, then it tells, the Bible tells us.
保罗的心里面有一个意念。
That in Paul's heart there was a thought.
他说我到了耶路撒冷以后。
That after I go back to Jerusalem.
我要到罗马去看看。
I want to go to Rome.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
为什么他到罗马去
Why did he want to go to Rome?
我知道今天的美国人
Now today Americans
除了美国自己家最好之外
Other than our own home being the best
那全世界最好看的城应该是罗马
The other、city that we want to visit is Rome
我们要去罗马看看因为我们要去观光
Why do we want to go to Rome? It's just for, to take a tour
保罗不是
But not for Paul
保罗他要去罗马
Paul, he wanted to go to Rome
他有个目的
He had a reason
因为他知道神不只给他看见异象
Because not only did God give him a vision,
神也给他那条道路
God also had also given him a course.
弟兄姊妹，不错。
Brothers and sisters,
到了现在
，Yes, up to now.
你看，整个小亚细亚几乎福音都听见。
All of Asia Minor had heard the gospel.
而现在，半个欧洲也听见主的。
And now half of Europe had also heard the gospel.
大概保罗那时候所走的路，他多半是。两脚走的所走的路大概是整个赤道的一半
And most of the path he had walked with his own feet
如果今天我们能这样完成神的旨意
Now if today we've accomplished God's will in this way
我们一定是心满意足
Then we must be very satisfied
当他写信给罗马教会的时候
But now when Paul wrote a letter to Romans
他不知不觉地说出他心中的感觉
And now he wrote what he actually felt
他有多少次的祷告希望能到罗马去
How many times he really wanted to go to Rome
但是好几次神都拦住他
But so many times the Lord prevented him
他怎么样都去不成
He could not go
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
他要的是神的旨意
What he wanted was God's
will 他要问说我去罗马是不是神的旨意呢
He asked is it God's will for me to go to
Rome 他为什么要去罗马
Why did he want to go there
因为他记得
Because he remembered
主所给的路乃是从耶路撒冷一直到地极
The course that the Lord has given to him was from Jerusalem to the ends of the world.
到罗马并没有到地极。
Now when he goes to Rome, it's not to the end of the
world. 到罗马已经快到地极。
But when he goes to Rome, it's almost the end of the world.
所以现在问题在这里。
So here's the question.
他应该怎么样来忠心神的旨意呢
？How should he be faithful to God's will?
就是他现在所做的。
For all that he had already done.
他已很成功了。
He had already been very successful.
就是现在他所知道的。
And all that he had known.
到处都已经有福音了。
There was a gospel there.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
你看见保罗的向着主的忠心
Now Paul's faithfulness to the Lord
他现在所完成所结的果子
Now for all of the fruits that he was to bear
应该是叫神心满意足
Ought to satisfy the Lord's heart
但现在我们来看一段圣经
But now let's take a look at
the
passage
就是罗马书
That is Romans
第十五章
Chapter 15
当你读罗马书第十五章的时候
When you read Romans chapter 15
我们只引几个地方，你就知道那个时候保罗的心情是怎样的心情。
We will read just a few verses, and you will see how Paul felt at that time.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
第十五章十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 18.
除了基督借我所做的那些事，我什么都不敢提。
For I will not presume to speak of anything.
只提。他借我言语所为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
Except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed.
那请大家注意第十九节。
Now pay attention to verse 19.
甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利利谷，到处传了基督的福音。
In the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about as far as the world.
现在保罗回过头去看。神的在他身上的托付。
Now that Paul is looking back to see God's entrustment.
神最终的目的是耶路撒冷到地极。
Now God's purpose was from Jerusalem to the end of the world.
到目前为止。
But from for at the point at this point.
他所完成的。
All that he had accomplished.
乃是从耶路撒冷一直到以利利谷。
Is from Jerusalem to Illyricum.
那现在我们要问。
And so now we ask.
以利利谷是什么地方
？What place is Illyricum?
那不止如此。
Not only that.
下面有一句话。
There's another. phrase.
他下一句话，下一句话，第二十三节。
That is verse 23.
但如今在这里再没有可传的地方。
But now with no further place in me for me in these regions.
意思就是说，
meaning,
从耶路撒冷一直到以利里谷。
From Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum.
他的福音都已经传遍了。
The gospel has been spread.
所以在这里再也没有地方可以传了。
So there's no further place for him to speak.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
So now I want to ask.
今天我们能说同样的话吗？
Can we say the same today?
我认为在历史上只有两个人说过类似的话。
In history, only two have said these words.
第一个是亚历山大说的。
First is Alexander.
当他征服了那个时候的世界以后。
Because after he had conquered the world at that time.
他在帐篷里面哭了。
In his tent, he cried.
别人问他说：“你为什么哭？”
People ask him, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“我哭，因为从此以后再没有世界可以征服。”
He says, "I cry because there's no more of this world that I can
conquer." 这是亚历山大。
That's Alexander.
另外一个人就是保罗。
The other person is Paul.
你看见吗？
So do you see?
为着主的旨意。
For the Lord's will.
他能像亚历山大一样。
He can be like Alexander.
亚历山大不过得着地上的土地。
Alexander only gained the soil.
但是保罗要得着地上的灵魂。
But Paul was to gain the souls of the world.
他因着主的旨意。
For the will of the Lord.
他能够说从耶路撒冷一直到以利里谷。
He can say from Jerusalem to Illyricum.
在这里再也没有地方可以传。
There's no other place, further place for me to speak.
所以他怎么说呢？
So then what could he say?
第二十二节。
Verse 22,
我因多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去。
For this reason, I have often been prevented from coming to you.
为什么？
Why?
如果我到了罗马，
Because once he goes to Rome,
你看见现在好像是又有个地方可以传扬。
Because it's almost as if he had another place to speak.
所以在这里很清楚给我们看见。
It shows us here very clearly.
从以利里谷。
From Illyricum
到罗马
to Rome,
就告诉我们说，
it tells us,
现在主也许为他们另外就开了一些的地方。
Perhaps now the Lord will open up a new location.
他们真是去垦荒去的。
So a place where they could go.
到现在所有的田都是种满，都是稻田。
Now all the fields have already been planted.
他要找到那些处女地，好像从来没有被耕种过。
He wanted to find soil that had not yet been tilled and planted.
所以他说我要到罗马去看看。
And so now he says he wants to go to Rome.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
罗马果真是他最后的目的吗？
Is Rome his final destination?
不是的。
No.
你看见，你若仔细读二十三节。
If you read carefully verse 23.
但如今在这里再没有可传的地方。
But there's with no further place for me in these regions.
而且这好几年。
For many years now.
我切心想望到西班牙去的时候可以到你们那里。
I have a longing to come to you whenever I go to Spain.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
最终是西班牙。
At the very end, final destination is Spain.
但到西班牙以前，一定要先到罗马。
But before he goes to Spain, he has to go through Rome.
所以去罗马是为着去西班牙。
So to go to Rome is for the reason of going to Spain.
那么弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
为什么在这里他说要去西班牙呢？
Why does he want to go to Spain here?
跟以利里谷很有关系。
It has to do with Illyricum.
以利里谷就告诉你说，现在主所托付的已经完成了一半。
In Illyricum, it means that he has already accomplished half of God's entrustment.
如果是我们就已经满意了。
If it's for us, we're already satisfied.
但是不。
But no.
这条路还没有跑尽。
This course has not been finished.
主所给我那条路。
The course that the Lord has given me.
当跑的路应当跑尽。
I have to finish the course.
我虽然从耶路撒冷一直到了以利里谷。
Even though I have gone from Jerusalem to Illyricum.
但是我的事情只做一半。
But I've only accomplished it halfway.
什么？为什么是一半呢？
Why is it halfway?
因为如果你明白以利里谷。
Because if you understand Illyricum,
简单的来说，
simply speaking,
以利里谷就是今天的阿尔巴尼亚。
Illyricum is today's
Albania.
Albania.
我看你们很多人可能连这个名字也没听过，地方也不知道在哪里。
Perhaps you haven't heard of the name or know where it is.
你知道现在大家地理很差，因为有 iPad 有 iPhone 就可以了。
Our geography is very poor today because we have our iPads and
iPhones. 那么我们知道说，今天在希腊半岛里面。
Now today in
希腊半岛Great Peninsula.
In the Great Peninsula.
那最南边的当然是雅典了。
The southernmost.
雅典跟多哥林多了。
The southernmost part is Corinth.
然后在北部再往北一边你就到帖撒罗尼迦。
And if you go north a little bit is Thessalonica.
那再北一点就不是希腊了。
But if you go a little bit more north,
再北一点就是今天的什么，就是今天阿尔巴尼亚。
It is today's Albania.
那阿尔巴尼亚是个很多的山地。
Now Albania has many mountains.
很多的人都在山地里长大。
Many people grow up in the mountains.
个子又高又大。
And they are That they are tall.
Husky.
And husky.
那我们知道说，在整个罗马帝国最好的军人都是从伊利里古来的。
The greatest soldiers come from Albania.
你知道那个时候，那个阿兵哥不是用个锁链跟保罗连在一起的吗
？Wasn't it that the soldier at that time was chained together with
Paul? 那保罗跟他们传兵很容易传的。
And so it's very easy for him to.
他一看就知道这些人从伊利里古来的。
He knew that they were from Illyricum.
因为他去过伊利里古。
Because he had been there already.
所以慢慢的，你感觉没有几分钟，你看见这个伊利里古就被保罗征服了。
So after a few minutes, they had already been dealt with by Paul.
我们要记得。
We must remember,
整个罗马帝国最会打仗都是从伊利里古来的。
The greatest warriors all came from Illyricum.
罗马帝国皇帝们六个都是伊利里古人。
Six of the Roman Empire of their kings are Illyricum.
那么这就是当时为什么保罗到了伊利里古。
And that is the reason why Paul went to Illyricum.
因着他福音送到这些地方。
Because the gospel was to go there.
所以后来在监狱里面就碰到这些伊利里古阿兵哥。
And so in the prison there, he met the soldiers from Illyricum.
他起头啊，觉得为什么锁链把我链住
？At first he thought, why am I chained?
叫我失去自由。
That I have lost my freedom.
他等一等，忽然明白过来。
But then after he waited, he realized
这个锁链不只叫他不自由，也叫对方不自由。
This free, not only did he lose his freedom, but the person chained to him lost his freedom too.
所以现在保罗一把金口一打开的话
，So now when he opened up his mouth,
你看见四小时到六小时，那个人跑也跑不掉的。
From 4 to 6 hours, that person cannot run away from him.
我们年轻的时候就想怎么样做一个职业能够传福音传的最有效。
Now when we're young, we want to think of a career that would be most effective for sharing the gospel.
所以那时候我们说笑话。
Now it's a humorous.
我们应该开理发店。
That we ought to have a barber shop.
你第一个人理一半的时候跟他传福音，他跑也跑不掉的。
Because once you have cut their hair halfway, they have to listen to you to share the gospel. They can't run away.
现在保罗才明白过来。
Now Paul understood.
整个罗马皇家的卫队，你看见吗？都是伊利里古人。
Now all of the royal family, they were all people from Illyricum.
所以很多人就得救了。
So many were saved.
所以在腓立比书最后一章啊。
And so the last chapter in Philippi.
说凯撒一家就是皇宫一家的人。
Says that the whole family of Caesar are they the royal household? Then that we give you
greetings. 这些人怎么得救的
？How did these people come to be saved?
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
现在保罗才知道说那个锁链有多大的意义。
Now Paul knew the great meaning behind his chains.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget.
就是因为他从前去过伊利里古。
Just because he had gone to Illyricum in the past.
现在他传福音一个对一个。
Now he preaches the gospel one to one.
感谢主。
We thank you.
你看，你果然福音就送到这个。这个罗马帝国的心脏。
And so now we see that the gospel has been spread to the very heart of the Roman Empire.
那么这个整个的伊利里古的特点在哪里呢
？Now what is the special characteristic of
Illyricum? 是分两半的。
It is spread into two.
这一半是山地，这一半是平原。
On one half it is mountainous, on the other half it is plains.
像雅古斯都，他年轻在哪里受教育呢？就在伊利里古最靠近海岸这边受教育。靠近平原这边受教育。
When Augustine was educated, he was educated in the plains of Illyricum.
所以伊利里古是个什么样的一个情形
？And so, what kind of condition is Illyricum?
就是伊利里古以南。
Now, on the south part.
而且伊利里古以东。
And also the eastern part of Illyricum.
通通是讲希腊文的。
They all speak Greek.
伊利里古以北跟以西通通是讲拉丁文。
Now, north and west, they all speak Latin.
明白吗？这是非常重要。你福音只要送到伊利里古
，as soon as you have spread the gospel,
那就是一半一半了。
Then it is split in half.
你如果到了伊利里古，就表示说现在你把希腊文的那个世界已经把它传遍了。
Now once you have gone to Illyricum, you have already spread the gospel to most of the Greek empire.
现在如果保罗说我要到罗马去，而且我要到西班牙去。
Now, when Paul said, "I want to go to Rome and then to Spain,"
因为在十字架上
because on the cross,
不只是有希腊文所代表的文化世界把主钉在十字架
because it wasn't just the Greek Empire in that language that they had nailed the Lord upon the cross.
还有就是拉丁文所代表的政治跟军事
but also the political world of that which was that spoke Latin.
所以等到福音真的通到西班牙的时候
and so when the gospel truly arrived in Spain,
不只是希腊文的世界。
Not only was it the Greek Empire,
而且是拉丁文的世界
but it was also the Latin Empire.
所以你读教会历史或者读西洋历史的时候
and so when you read church history,
你才知道有所谓东方希腊正教
and so now you understand that there is the Rome Orthodox
Greek Orthodox 那是 Eastern 是东方的
there's the Eastern Greek Orthodox
那么西方的呢就是罗马天主教
and then there's the Western Orthodox
那么东方的都是讲希腊文的
and in the North they all speak Greek
那西东方
in the East
然后西方呢，都西方呢都是讲希腊语。
And in the West, they all speak Latin.
所以当你读到 Church Father 的时候
，And so when you read the Church Father,
像 Origin, 他这个他们是讲希腊文的。Oregon,
he speaks.
那比方说像啊、像那个像这个Augustine 就是拉丁文。
And Augustine, he spoke in Latin.
所以很清楚地址。
And so it's very clear.
今天到西班牙当然是拉丁语。
Of course, when you go to Spain today, it is
all in Latin. 到了法国还是拉丁语。
In France, it is also in Latin.
所以让我们明白。
So understand.
我保罗当他要到西班牙去的时候。
When Paul, when he was to go to Spain.
他很清楚的。
It was very clear.
他知道他有个目的。
That he had a purpose.
那目的是什么
？What is that purpose?
要完成神在他身上托付。
To complete the God's entrusted.
他是从耶路撒冷开始。
He started in Jerusalem.
他已经把福音送遍了整个希腊文的世界。
He had already spread the gospel to the entire Greek empire.
还有一半的世界。
The other part of the world.
乃是拉丁文的世界。
Was the Latin world.
所以当他福音送到西班牙。
So once the gospel arrived in Spain.
果然把福音送到地极。
There, the gospel had reached the ends of the world.
后来保罗有没有到了西班牙？
Now, did Paul go to Spain?
大概他寻道有两年。
After he had been martyred 2 years,
有一个弟兄是在罗马认识保罗。
A brother who knew Paul in Rome.
他告诉我们说
，He tells us,
保罗到过了西方的地极。
That he had gone to the Western world.
那个肯定指着西班牙说。
And that must mean Spain.
因为那个时候
，Because at that
time, 罗马帝国的版图最西边的就是西班牙。
The most western part of the Roman map is Spain.
从罗马到 Barcelona 只有四天的航程。
From Rome to Barcelona, it takes 4 days.
你问那些阿兵哥，他们都知道。如果你往西边去的话。
If you were to ask the soldiers if you are to go west.
你要问说西边的极处是什么地方？当然指着西班牙来说。
The very end of your travel going westward must be Spain.
我们知道说。你怎么知道这个是地极呢
？So how do you know that this is the end of the world？
你要实验，做实验才能做得出来。
So you must do an experiment to know。
那么，你知道巴比伦帝国就做了个实验。
Now we know that Babylon they did an experiment。
最后，他们的势力就来到了地中海。
And so their power they came to the very ends of the sea。
所以，整个世界最西边的那就是地中海最东边那一块，就是推罗西顿以色列那一块。
And so for them, they came to the very end of the sea, and that was the land of Israel.
然后到了这个波斯大帝国。
And then when we come to the
Persian Empire, 然后你就知道说它的整个到慢慢往西最近的往西边，你才知道说原来到了爱琴海就到了这个世界最西边。
And so the Persians, when they went westward, they came to the Aegean Sea, and they found that was the most west.
然后希腊大帝国。
And then the Greek Empire.
你到了希腊半岛跟这个意大利半岛中间那个水域的时候，你就到最西边。
And then when you have come to the Gulf of in Italy, they find that was the most west.
那么大家都知道。
And everyone knows.
罗马到了罗马帝国。
When it came to the Roman Empire.
他们往西走，走到不能再走了。
When they went westward until the point they could not travel anymore.
他们走到尽头就碰到了大西洋。
They had hit the ocean.
在哥伦布以前。大家都知道，在海洋那边什么也没有。
And so before that, nobody had known what was past that ocean.
所以他们实在是来到了地极。
And so they had truly come to the end of the world.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当保罗把福音送到西班牙的时候
，When Paul had spread the gospel to Spain,
你知道他有什么样的感觉
？Do you know how he felt?
当跑的路，我终于跑尽。
I have finished the course.
你知道整个的地中海对罗马帝国来讲是个内湖，是个 inner lake。
Now to the entire land, geography to the Romans is an inner lake.
但这个湖有个缺口，在西边有个缺口。
However, there's an opening at that the west point.
在缺口的附近有一个很大的磐石。
And at that west point, there is a very large rock.
叫做直布罗陀 Gibraltar.
That is called Gibraltar.
那如果今天大家有机会站在那个大的磐石上的话
，Now if you stand on top of that large rock,
你往一边可以看到整个的地中海。
On one hand, you can see all of the ocean.
往另外一边，你能看见大西洋。
On the other side of the ocean, on the other side of the rock.
你再往南边看，就是非洲。
When you look south, you see Africa.
请大家记得，
Brothers,
如果保罗真的站在直布罗陀那个大磐石上，
If Paul truly stood on that large rock at Gibraltar,
他真的往大西洋看的话，
And if he truly looked towards that ocean,
他能告诉主说。
That he could say to the Lord,
我当跑的路已经跑尽。
That I have finished the course.
再往那边，我什么也看不见。
Because past that point, I can't see any
more. 果然是西边的基础。
It was the very end of the West Point.
我们都知道。
And we all know.
你到了西班牙。
Once you go to Spain.
就到了圣经中的踏实。
Then you have gone to the very foundation of the...
踏实踏实是。
Then you have gone to Tarsus.
讲到圣经的踏实。
Once you have gone to Tarsus,
就讲到踏实的船只 the ship of Tarsus. 那么讲到圣经中的踏实的船只
So once you speak of the ship at Tarsus,
就证明说
it confirms
推罗西顿曾经到过西班牙
that
推罗 Tyre and Sidon.
Tyre and Sidon, once they had, it was at
你知道说在耶路撒冷的北边一点靠近海有两个城一个叫推罗一个叫西顿
There are two cities that are north of this Tyre and Sidon.
他们都是 Canaanite, 都是迦南人。
They are Canaanite people there.
那请记得
Please remember.
这些人属于腓尼基人 Phoenicians.
These are Phoenicians.
他们是最会航海。
And they know how to sail.
所以他们的势力可以一直达到最西边。
And so they could sail to the very west point.
换句话说
In another
words. 他们曾经可以说用踏实的船只就控制了整个的地中海。
With their boats, they can control all of the seas and the oceans.
谁控制地中海?
Whoever controls the land
and the seas. 谁就控制了地中海周围的世界?
Then they can control all of the lands, the world around the seas.
那你怎么知道这些迦南人曾经到过西班牙呢?
So how do we know that the Canaanites have arrived in Spain?
到今天有一座城。
Today there is a city.
叫做 Cadiz, 加迪斯。
There is a city called Cadiz.
那这一座城是整个欧洲南欧最古老的一座城。
It is the most ancient city in all of Europe.
一共有3000年的历史。
There are 3,000 years of
history. 是谁建立的呢
？Who had established?
就是圣经预言里面所说的推罗西顿建立。
It is Tyre and Sidon that the Bible had prophesied.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你到了加底斯
，Once you go to Cadiz,
你就到了他施。
You go to Tarsus. To,
这个时候你再往西看所看见那是一片汪洋乃是大西洋
Once you go west and you look it is an entire plain
今天在洛杉矶有个 Sunset Boulevard
There in LA there is a Sunset Boulevard
那个日落大道因为你已经到了整个美国最西边了
It is a Sunset Boulevard because you have gone to the most western part of the US
在保罗那个时候
In Paul's time
如果你走在他施的海边上
If you walk upon the beaches of Tarsus,
就是那个时候的 Sunset Boulevard.
That is the Sunset Boulevard of that time.
当你再往西边看，看见太阳下山的时候
，If you look westward and you see the sun going down,
你就能想起圣经所说的话。
Then you will remember the words of the Bible.
从日落之处、日出之地，一直到日落之地。
From where the sun sets, from where the sun comes up and where it sets.
当保罗看见太阳慢慢下山
，As Paul sees,
慢慢下山的时候，慢慢落到海平面底下的时候
，As Paul watches the sun as it goes beneath the water.
我不知道他怎么样祷告。
I don't know how he prayed.
但有一件事我们知道。
But there's one thing we know.
神所托付给他的。
That what God has entrusted to him.
他终于完成了。
He had completed it.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
And so we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这给我们看见说。
Here it tells us.
保罗有许多事要顺服神的旨意。
Paul, in many things, he was obedient to the Lord's
will. 根据那个，根据那个意象。
According to the heavenly vision.
神给保罗一条路走的。
That God has given Paul a course.
但是就着把天国的福音传遍这件事情来说。
And so, in this matter of spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth.
保罗是个忠心到底的人。
Paul was one who was faithful to the very end.
所以在他临殉道以前。
And so right before he was martyred,
他能够祷告像我们刚才所读的圣经一样。
He was able to pray just like the passage that we just read.
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他能够说那美好的仗我已经打过。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽。
I have finished the course.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say again,
很多的路是抽象的。
Many courses, they're extraneous.
在圣经里面最少有一条路我们找到是保罗走过的。
But at least there's one course that we have seen that Paul has walked on.
保罗不认为顺服一半神的旨意为满足。
Paul was not satisfied to complete only half of God's will.
今天我们在地上的年日。
Our years on earth today.
不是根据日历告诉我们年日。
It's not according to the calendar.
基督的年日乃是根据你的路跑尽了没有
Our real years have to do with how much of God's course have you run.
神所托付给你的完成了没有
How much of God's entrustment have you accomplished?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我相信今天很多人已经走到了人生的一半
Many of us have already walked to half of our lifetime.
或者超过了一半。
Or even past half of our lifetime.
你能不能来到主面前？
Can you come before the Lord?
神啊，为着你这给我看见的意象，我感谢你。
And say, Lord, for the heavenly vision you have given to me, I thank you.
这是为什么有那么多的特会。
That is why we have so many conferences.
主恩待我们。
The Lord gives us grace.
叫我们明白神的旨意。
So that we can understand His will.
如果你明白的话。
If you understand.
神一定给你条道。
Then God will give you a course.
你怎么走这条路？
How will you walk this way?
如果神的旨意是从耶路撒冷一直到地极。
If the Lord's will is from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
虽然你到了以弗所。
Even though you have gone to Ephesus.
虽然你工作很成功。
Even though your work is very successful.
虽然你可以说我再也没有地方可以传。
Even though you say I have no other way to travel.
你不满意。
But you are not satisfied.
你不能走。
You cannot go.
神也不能让你走。
And God will not let you go.
一直等到你完成神的旨意。
Until you have accomplished His will.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
So I say again, brothers.
每一个人在地上活得多长。
No matter how long, for everyone.
不是因为你年纪大了就非走不可。
It's not because you are simply elderly. Now you must leave.
不是因为你年轻你就不能走。
It's not because you're young, then you cannot depart.
现在神要问说。
But we ask.
他托付给你手中那一份工作。
For the work that God has entrusted to you.
你完成了没有？
Have you finished it?
当然根据你所看见的亮光。
Of course, it has to do with the amount of light you have received.
别人看不见是另外一件事。
If others cannot see it, it's another matter.
但是你看见了。
But you have seen it.
你有没有向主忠心？
Are you faithful to
it? 你看见了。
You have seen it.
你有没有为着这个缘故把一切都摆上？
And for that reason, have you offered everything for it?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所有的先知在耶路撒冷以外是不会丧命。
All the prophets, other than those in Jerusalem, they are not martyred.
不要那么紧张。
Don't be nervous.
如果你是先知
if you're a prophet,
如果神把话放在你的口里
and if God has given you a word,
当然他要你完成他的旨意
of course he will allow you to accomplish his will.
所以在耶路撒冷这个话要传开的
so in Jerusalem this word will be spread.
在耶路撒冷以前
before Jerusalem,
没有事情会发生的
nothing will happen.
如果这样的话弟兄姊妹我们是为着神旨意而活着
but because of this we will live for his will.
你一切是为着主
everything if it's for the Lord,
主也为着你
the Lord will be for you.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
让我们不要为明天忧虑。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
应当忧虑的是我们的忧虑。
What we ought to worry about is our worries.
所以，但愿主开我们的眼。
So may the Lord open up our eyes.
让我们能够起来跟随。
So that we can rise up and follow.
这样的话，我相信主把弟兄姊妹放在这里。
In this way, we know that God has placed brothers and sisters.
人数越来越多了。
There are so many people.
需要越来越大。
The needs are great.
那现在我们要问。
So now we ask.
难道说主今天在我们身上的托付已经完成了？
Has God accomplished His entrustment in us?
如果还没有。
If it has not been done.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要问说。
We must ask.
我们的难处在什么地方？
Where's our difficulty?
但愿我们能够披麻蒙灰。
May we all not be ashamed.
我们能够照着主所给我们看的旨意。
And according to all that God has given to us,
我们能向他忠心。
That we may be faithful.
所以，但愿主开我们，但愿主对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
我们再有点简单祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们把这点话再交在你的手。
Lord, we place these words into your hand.
我们求你吹息在这些话语上。
Please breathe upon these words.
如果你觉得好。
If it is good,
就使用这些话。
Then use these words.
用这些话来征服我们。
With these words, deal with us.
但愿许多人就是为了这个周末而生下来。
And we know that that many would be born at this time.
但愿主你自己的旨意能够成就。
May your will be done.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
In Jesus' overcoming name.
Amen.
Amen.